Well, the government of Kenya has decided that it's important to speed up the food that goes to starving people across the country. We have a very major food crisis in terms of starvation in our northern parts of our country because of prolonged drought. So we've got food in some sections of the country, but it's very dry on others. So the cabinet decided to deploy our military because they're very good at logistics and other security organs to assist in speeding up the delivery of food to the suffering.
Dr. Mutua, so far, how has been their effectiveness as to bringing the food in an expeditious manner to the people who are facing the drought in northern Kenya?
Well, it's been a bit slow. You know, the system that we use is a system that is used throughout around the year, and so it is not akin to emergency. So what we've done is that we are now in an emergency state. People are fed throughout the year in different parts of the country. So we need a new system to respond to this emergency. So that means that food needs to get there much faster than before, less bureaucracy and more efficiency.
Will your government in the future look at ways of putting in measures to, as it were, nip the problem in the bud by proactively resolving this issue before the drought even arises in the future?
That is one of the things that we are looking at, is that we want to have a better system so that the predictions are acted upon much earlier, so that if you know that there's going to be hunger, let's say in September, food is already in place in August, not wait until end of September when people are starving to start getting the food there. It's been a logistical nightmare. It's been a problem because governments operate on systems, and the system that we have is very outdated, and so it's being reviewed.
Now, we know this drought has affected mainly some of your sister countries. How are you coordinating to also help them come up with some challenges, some measures to combat some of these challenges of this drought and famine?
One of our biggest challenges has been brothers and sisters in Somalia who are really, really in bad shape. We've had lots of Somalis flock to the Kenyan border. Most of them are arriving in very malnourished state. Others are arriving in end-of-life state. That means that as soon as they arrive, it's only hours or days before they die because they cannot actually be saved in that end-of-life stage. A lot of kids are arriving that are dead. As a Kenyan government, we've said that it is actually inhuman to wait until the people arrive at your doorstep and they are dying and you cannot save all of them. Whereas food can actually be delivered to people before they get to the Kenyan border. That is why the Kenyan government has been pushing the international community, especially the UN, to deliver food in Somalia, in these areas where people are starving. If they feel security is an issue, they can actually do food drops. Instead of waiting for somebody, for a child and a mother to walk 200 kilometers hungry for days, some may not even make it to look for food, whereas food can be taken to them.
What is your government's message to Kenyans suffering this drought?
The government has decided that it's not going to spare any funds to make sure that Kenyans are fed. We have already put aside 10.5 billion Kenya shillings. We look forward to putting close to even 30 billion shillings with the support of our friends to make sure that no Kenyan sleeps hungry because of this drought.